Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State group claims to have seized the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi, giving the militants their largest victory this year after days of intense clashes. In Washington, U.S. defense officials refused to confirm the IS statement, saying only that Ramadi remains, in their words, fluid and contested. But others, including a spokesman for the governor of Anbar province, said government soldiers were fleeing the city. RAND Corporation political scientist Rick Brennan tells VOA if Ramadi is under IS control, that is significant.
It was significant in the fact that they captured the Anbar Operations Center. They were able to raise a flag, but they no sooner got there than they had to disperse and to go out into other areas out of fear of U.S. airstrikes.
And in a rare move, a U.S. Special Forces staged a ground raid in eastern Syria, killing an Islamic State commander and capturing his wife. U.S.-led coalition has resumed airstrikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen after the end of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire. Ceasefire expired late Sunday in the coalition airstrikes at rebel positions in the southern port city of Aden. Since late March, the coalition has been bombing Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen who had seized the capital, Sana'a. The UN Security Council has condemned fighting in two northern states in southern South Sudan and the repeated violations of a ceasefire agreement the government and rebels signed early last year. A bloc of East African nations has been trying to mediate the conflict between President Salva Kiir's government and rebels backing former Vice President Riek Machar. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some, but not all, of the leading opposition parties in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they want to take in a national dialogue that President Joseph Kabila has announced that he'll be holding. Nick Long reporting now from Goma.
President Joseph Kabila committed to holding a national dialogue when he signed a regional peace agreement at Addis Ababa in February 2013. He held what were called national consultations at the end of 2013, but some opposition parties did not take part. Last week, Mr. Kabila announced he will be holding a dialogue with political parties, civil society and the international community as the DRC prepares for elections. The timetable for elections is looking tight. Funding is not assured, the electoral roll is missing at least 5 million new voters, and the opposition claims the Electoral Commission will not be impartial. The opposition has been calling for dialogue on these issues, and President Kabila opened private discussions about the elections with three main opposition parties late last month. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Seoul, where he met today with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and her foreign minister to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula, as well as other bilateral issues. At a joint news conference after the meeting, Mr. Kerry said North Korea has not even come close to taking the steps needed to rein in its nuclear weapons program and that it is necessary to boost pressure on Pyongyang. North Korea is already under heavy UN sanctions for carrying out missile and nuclear tests. Suicide car bomber hit a European Union police training mission convoy near Kabul's International Airport on Sunday in Afghanistan, killing three people. Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack and took the lives of a British security contractor as well as two female bystanders. Afghan Interior Ministry says 18 people, including civilians and three foreigners working for the EU police mission, were wounded in the blast. Taliban militants have carried out a series of attacks in Afghanistan since most foreign troops pulled out of the country last year. Israeli demonstrators and police clashed with rock-throwing Palestinians Sunday and occupied East Jerusalem as thousands of Jewish nationals marched through the city to mark the 48th anniversary of its capture. Police estimated that some 30,000 Israelis marched through the old city's mainly Muslim quarter to the Western Wall to commemorate Israel's 1967 capture of East Jerusalem from Jordan in the Six-Day War. Several police were reported injured, at least six Palestinians arrested. Israeli annexation of East Jerusalem has not been recognized internationally. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.